This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
I have a very special guest to introduce to you right now. Marcia Howard is with me in the studio. Hello.
Good morning, Katie.
How are you going?
I'm waking up.
Yep.
I'm here. We're on board. It's great to be here in the middle of Melbourne, Bourke Street.
Yes. We're very lucky and we have beautiful views from our window, even if it's not sunny today.
St. Pat's up there.
Yeah. That's right. So Marcia Howard, if you're not familiar with her, is a very loved and well-known singer-songwriter from, am I right in saying, Western Victoria?
That's where I was born and raised.
Yes, yes.
Warrnambool.
And one of the members of the classic Australian band Goanna, which you were in with your brother Shane Howard.
That's right, my elder brother.
Yes, and Shane Howard is a very well-known singer-songwriter who's worked with many people, as you have too, Marcia. And some people who might not know you from your earlier work may have seen you on The Voice earlier this year.
That's right, The Voice. Yes, that was not so long ago. That was amazing, doing The Voice. My nephew, Will Howard, he's Will's uni student, and he's gorgeous, you know, and my mother is a musician and singer. Mum's passed on now, but she passed on her love of music to Will. Mm-hmm. And Will said to me when I came back from Nashville last year, I'd been recording over there, he said, Mars, why don't you go on The Voice and introduce yourself to a new audience, a young audience that don't know you from Goanna.
Yep.
And, you know, I'd been in Warrnambool for the past 10 years raising my kids and looking after Mum and Dad.
Yep.
And, you know, when Mum died, I went overseas and the kids had grown up and gone to uni and I sort of thought, what am I doing here? So I went travelling and, you know, I tried to keep my singer-songwriting career alive through, you know, I've been teaching music part-time and doing my thesis and, you know, it's a juggle as a woman, as a single parent.
Yes.
It was a way to, it was a vehicle for me to say, hello, I'm still here, I'm around,
well,
I'm alive.
Thank you for telling me that, because I did wonder, as a longtime fan of yours and very familiar with your music and having just seen you at Port Fairy as Artist of the Year, Port Fairy Folk Festival.
That was such a surprise. I was so honoured.
Yeah. What is Marcia doing going on The Voice? And now you've told me. So that's
I was doing that concurrently, but of course I couldn't tell anybody I was doing that at the same time. So I wasn't expecting to get Artist of the Year, so that was such a great boost for me, you know, as a songwriter. And I'm so honoured by Jamie McHugh, who retired as the festival director after 40 years. Mm-hmm. And I think Jamie lost his mother, who was a friend of my mother's. And I think in honouring me, he was honouring all the female ancestors.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Of our Irish ancestry that had settled in Port Fairy.
Right. Lovely, lovely. Well, congratulations on Artist of the Year.
Thank you, Katie. You were there.
I certainly was.
Did you see which concert were you at?
I wanted to mention that the Women in Song concert that you hosted was one of the greatest experiences of my life.
Weren't they amazing women?
For listeners, I've told this story before, but the listeners who haven't heard the story, Marcia, every year at Port Fairy there's a song that focuses on women songwriters, and it's usually held on the Sunday morning at about 10 o'clock, so it's quite early. And this year Marcia was the sort of anchor. I'm right in saying that.
Local anchor with Susanna Espy, yes.
Yeah, of course, Susanna Espy. And there were 10 women on stage, and they were, if I can remember them all, Mary Black, the amazing Irish singer-songwriter. There was Kate Miller-Heidke, Katie Noonan, two of my favourites. I adore both of them. I play them on this show a lot. There were two fabulous Indigenous women, Shelley Morris and
Emma
Donovan, the amazing Emma Donovan. Then there was Susanna Espy. There was a young English singer who hadn't heard
Hannah
before.
Hannah, what's Hannah's name?
Hannah Morris?
Oh, yes.
Yes. Yeah. Hannah Morris, who was fantastic. And there were two others.
Sarah Stora. Wonderful Sarah Stora.
Of course. Yeah. And one more.
Who was the other one?
We'll come up with it.
Yes.
But yes, and they went down the line and each sang a song.
I think you've pretty much nailed it, have you? Have you got everybody?
That was nine.
Was I the 10th?
No, counted you.
One more.
Yeah.
I've got the photo. I'll look it up.
Yeah. Anyway. they went down the line, each did one of their own songs, and occasionally somebody else along the line would pick up their guitar or put in some instrumental or sing a harmony, and then I think you all got to sing two songs each.
We did, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. And then what really slayed it for me was when you did "Lonely for Love."
Oh, thank you.
Which is Marcia's song, which I've played more than many times on this show. "Lonely for Love," which is a soulful.
Thank you. Yeah,
song. I wanted. And they all joined in,
which was great. Magic. I wanted everybody to sing because you had all those great voices on the stage. It's like, my God, you know.
Yeah.
What a great opportunity for harmony, and of course I'm such a harmony junkie.
Yes.
You know.
Me too. And that was just utterly beautiful. So thank you so much for that gig.
Aren't you gorgeous?
I've sort of dined out on that all year.
It was beautiful for us too. I mean, for me, it was a gorgeous experience, and I just thought. I opened with Angel Full of Grace. Mm. You know, that was a song I wrote. We recorded with Goanna on Spirit Returns in 98 and was on Sea Change. Remember Sea Change,
yes.
The series? And really that was my homage to my mother.
Okay.
You know, and I talk about Goodbye Old House, Goodbye Old Tree. That was Hanley House in Sackville Street in Port Fairy I'm talking about.
Ah,
and my
right.
mother learnt singing there as a young girl from Mrs. Hanley.
Oh, how wonderful.
So, you know, I've just written a song at the moment called House of Song,
mm-hmm.
which is... on my new album I'm recording at the moment, which is really about my mother and my musical House of Song.
Mm. Well, we're going to play a song by Marcia in a moment. It's from her new EP called Nashville Sessions. It's called You Bring the Sun Out. We'll play it and then we'll come back and talk about it a bit. You're with Katie on Sunday Sleeping and my guest is Marcia Howard.
Bring the sun out to warm my life up, to make my love grow every day. You bring the stars out to light the night up, to make the darkness go away. I reach for
Oh, what a lovely track there from Marcia Howard, my co-host on Sunday Sleep-In this morning. My name's Katie, and Marcia has this beautiful new EP out called Nashville Sessions. Marcia, what a gorgeous song.
Thank you. Thank you, Katie. Yeah, it's I didn't write that song. That's not my song, but I've sung it at family weddings and over the years, and my brother Damien Howard said to me, why don't you record it? So,
who's it by?
It's Tom Snow and Dixon and Snow it is. They're okay. American writers. Mm-hmm. But Randy Crawford did a version of it years ago.
Right. Okay.
And when I got to Nashville, I thought I'd love to do a version of that.
Yeah.
And I recorded that at Beard Studio in Nashville with Nashville musicians.
Wonderful. I love the keyboard in that.
Thank you. Yeah. Normally I play my own keys on my recordings, but that's Nathan Scott playing keys there. He plays with Vince Gill and all those great country musicians.
Wonderful. I spoke to, or I met Emily Barker. Are you familiar with her? She's an Australian based in England.
I'm not, no.
Yeah, she was supporting Jack Carty on his tour earlier this year, and she's just recorded she's recorded a couple of times in Nashville. And I keep on coming across Australian musicians who have been over there to record. What is it about Nashville?
Well, when I was there, my cousin's been living there for over 20 years, and she said to me, look, really, and another Australian friend of mine in New York said, you've really, if you want to, while you're here, you should be recording in Nashville. That's where music's happening now. Mm. It's the centre of the universe, really. So, musically. So I went down there, and Damien, my brother, had been over there doing the Nashville Australian Showcase.
Ah, okay.
So he said to me, get in touch with Mark Moffat, who I'd work with my brother Shane on his River album in Sydney. Mark's a producer who's been living in Nashville for years now. And Mark works with APRA as an ambassador for Australian writers. So I got in touch with Mark, and he put me in touch with Larry, Larry Beard. And I sent Larry the songs with my arrangements, and we went in and we sat together and worked through them. And the next day I went in, and in 2 hours I had four tracks. So I worked. It was great working with the musicians. You could actually see everyone through the windows, like we did the Goanna First Spirit of Place album in the good old days. You did it live.
Yeah.
And that's how we did it. We put them down.
Yeah.
And I brought them back and got Shane and Rose Bygrave from Goanna, and Damien and Shane did the backing vocals.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on that.
Thank you. You know, it's hard as an independent. You put your money on the line and
Well, I'm very, very happy to play it here on this show, and I'll make sure that there's a show this afternoon called Three Chords and the Truth, which I sometimes co-host or host. And
I love it. Love the title. Yeah,
and also Q Country, which is on straight after this.
Great, great.
So we'll make sure they all see this EP.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're with Katie on Sunday Sleep-In here on Joy 94.9 with my co-host, Marcia Howard. Marcia, I'm going to play a track by Fiona Boys now.
Yeah.
You know Fiona?
Yes.
Yeah, blues musician.
Great musician.
Extraordinaire. Have seen her at Port Fairy Folk Festival a couple of times. She's amazing live. I love watching her. Blues guitarist. This is a new track from her called Devil You Know. And she says, sometimes the thing you know best is not the best thing for you. This song describes the effect of a toxic situation. Could be your work or relationship or something that makes you feel disempowered and trapped. If this song resonates for you, maybe it's time to move on. So look out for Fiona Boyes. She's sort of touring around. That's B-O-Y-E-S.
What'll I do when I
Joy 94.9. What a gorgeous, gorgeous track brought in by my co-host today, Marcia Howard. That was the McGarrigles with Rufus Wainwright and the great old song, What'll I Do? You're with Katie on Sunday Sleep-In, and Marcia Howard is here in the studio. Thank you for choosing that.
Thanks for playing it. I think it's beautiful. Like Rufus is such a gorgeous singer, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
And I love that song. I've always loved that since I was young. And with his mother and his aunt, yeah. Those two sisters, their harmonies, yeah. The McGarrigles, they're divine, aren't they?
Yes, yes. And it's interesting because you come from a family of musicians and you often perform together as well. So that must have a resonance for you.
It does because, you know, I've got five brothers and a sister and growing up.
Goodness.
Growing up, singing harmony was a way I could identify my own voice in amongst everybody else.
Right. And what the listeners don't know is that I was treated to you singing along with that in harmonies just to warm up your voice, which was a real treat. Because Marcy's going to play us something now. What are you going to play?
Poison Tree. Poison mm-hmm. Tree, William Blake poem that I got to record with the wonderful Mary Black in Dublin for A Woman's Heart a decade on.
Ah, right.
We recorded this together.
Yes, I played the title track from the original Woman's Heart album last week because Eleanor McAvoy was in town.
She's here at the moment. She's touring.
She's gone. Yeah. She's left us now.
Yes.
But she played a house concert at my brother's place.
Great.
And it was amazing. And so, yeah, I was inspired to play a couple of tracks by her last week, but I might play it again.
Eleanor's fantastic.
She is incredible. Yeah. So amazing that you got to be on the follow-up.
I was really honoured because I'm the only Australian from this Irish diaspora mm-hmm. that's been on those albums.
Yeah.
So I was really honoured. And Mary had asked me to open for her in Dublin
mm-hmm.
For her sort of concerts. She did five nights at the Olympia Theatre in Dublin. Mm-hmm. And so I opened for her. And I did this song. And she really loved it. And they flew me back to record it, which was great.
Beautiful.
Yeah. And Mary and I got to do this when I was named Artist of the Year at Port Fairy this year. We got to do it together because, of course, she was at the festival.
Yes.
And we closed the circle because it was Mary's last Port Fairy.
Yes.
Which was very sad.
Fabulous.
She's
all right.
Gorgeous.
So a treat for you all here on Joy 94.9, I can't speak. Live in the studio, Marcia Howard and Poison Tree.
Oh, let me know if you can hear this guitar, okay?
Yep, I will.
It's very acoustic.
Certainly do that.
Thank you. I was angry with my friend, told him so, and my wrath did end. I was angry with my foe, told him not, and my wrath did grow. And I watered it in fears, night and morning with my tears, and I sonnered it with smiles and with soft, deceitful wiles. And it grew both day and night till it bore an apple bright, and my foe, he beheld it shine, and he knew that it was mine. Was a poison tree, beware of a poison. Poison tree growing inside of me. And into my garden stole, when the night had veiled the pole, in the morning glass. my foe outstretched beneath that tree was a poison tree. Beware of a poison tree. Poison tree growing inside of me. Poison tree. Beware of a poison. To you and me.
Oh, how wonderful. That is
a bit early.
The wonderful Marcia Howard on the guitar singing. Yeah, we've got a huge crowd in the studio today.
Gentle for Sunday morning.
That's a beautiful song called Poison Tree. Marcia's my guest co-host this morning here on Sunday Sleep In on Joy. Betty was just in here videoing that, so hopefully we'll get to put that up on the Joy Facebook page for people to enjoy, and also on the joy.org.au/Sunday Sleep In page.
Got a great face awesome. For radio this morning.
Okay. You are on Joy 94.9. There's plenty more to come, so stay tuned.
There's a new world coming, and it's just around the bend. There's a new world coming. This one's coming to an end. There's a new voice calling. You can hear it if you try, and it's growing stronger with every day that passes by. Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's a brand new morning rising clear and sweet and free. There's a new day dawning that belongs to you and me. Yes, a new world's coming. You know the one I'm talking about, the one we've had visions of, and it's coming in peace, coming in joy. Coming in peace, coming in joy. Come in peace, come in joy. Coming in love. And I saw another sign in heaven. Great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues, for in them is filled up the wrath of God. And I saw it as it were a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that have gotten the victory over the beast and over his image and over his mark and over the number of his name stand on the sea of glass, having the harps of God all around them. New
What a mighty track for a Sunday morning there.
Hallelujah, sister.
That was Nina Simone with New World Coming. As I said at the top of the show, I've been trying to play a few songs of reassurance and hope, and that certainly is one of them.
Absolutely.
My guest co-host for Sunday Sleep-In this morning is Marcia Howard. My name is Katie. I just got to read a little message out, which we got from the fantastic Leo Stubbing, who is a former Joy presenter. He's in New Zealand now. We miss him very much. He says, lovely to hear your voice this morning. Friend from Sydney in town, and that's Auckland. That's where he is. Walked into his hotel room and Joy was playing. Yay! Hope you're well. Thank you, Leo. It's lovely to hear from you. And yes, I am well and much, much even better after hearing Nina Simone with that fantastic song. What did you think, Marcia?
Absolutely beautiful, yeah.
Marcia says she's going to learn that.
I am.
Brilliant.
I mean, that's what we need this morning. We need that kind of, you know, positivity.
Yeah, definitely.
After the week we've had.
Yes, we do. And I've been asking people to contact me and let me know what songs give them solace in times of sadness or hopeless, feeling hopeless. And I've had a few good replies. You can get in touch. There's still 10 minutes left. You can call Jeff on 1300-JOY-949. You can email onair@joy.org.au. You can SMS 0427-JOY-949 or you can tweet me at SunSleepJoy. Harriet did ring up earlier to say she's loving the music. Thank you so much, Harriet. Appreciate the call. Marcia. I'm going to play A Woman's Heart now, Only a Woman's Heart by Eleanor McAvoy.
The original Woman's Heart.
Yes, featuring Mary Black. As I said, I was lucky enough to hear Eleanor at a house concert when she was in Melbourne last week. And this song came out, it's the title track of an album that is still the biggest selling album in Irish music history.
That's right.
Which is amazing considering it's a women's album. It's full of beautiful women artists, Mary Black, Dolores Keane, Sharon Shannon and others. Now, your family has a connection with Mary Black.
You know, as I said, I've worked with Mary and recorded with her. And Shane, my brother Shane, has written a lot of songs for Mary.
Yeah.
And he supported her when she came out in 1992.
Okay.
When Eleanor was on that tour.
Oh, right.
Eleanor was playing fiddle and keys on that tour. That's when
she must have been a baby.
She was young. Yeah, she just, I mean, that was, she just sort of written Woman's Heart. So that was, I met her then. And, of course, Shane brought Mary down to Port Fairy.
Yep.
And I had a B&B down there when my children were little with my husband then, ex-husband now.
Mm-hmm.
But she came and stayed with us and had a session in the house.
How wonderful.
That's how I met Mary. And, of course, she's wonderful. And that was her last tour of Australia, sadly.
This year.
Port Fairy was her last.
Is she retiring from touring? Or?
Yeah, she is.
She's. It's a long way to come, isn't it?
And touring's hard work. She's a grandma now. She's happy to be at home, I think. She spent a lot of her years on the road for everyone else.
We've still got the recordings. Here is the wonderful Eleanor McAvoy featuring Mary Black and A Woman's Heart. You're on Joy.
So low as only a woman's heart can be, as only a woman's, as only a woman's, as only a woman's heart can know. The tears that drip from my bewildered eyes taste of bittersweet romance. You're still in my hopes, you're still on my mind, oh. And even though I manage on my own, my heart is low, my heart so low as only a woman's heart can be, as only a woman's, as only a woman's, my troubled soul. But memories flood my weary heart. I mourn for my dreams. I mourn for my wasted love. And while I know that I'll survive alone, my heart is low. Solo, as only a woman's heart can be. As only a woman, as only a woman, as only a woman's heart can know.
Joy 94.9, Australia's out loud and proud radio station. You are with Katie on Sunday Sleep-In, and it's almost time for me to go. Marcia Howard, my co-host for the hour, has been an absolute joy. Thank you for coming in.
Katie, great to be with you. Thank you for your love and support this morning.
Such
love
a fan.
To everybody out there. Sunday morning. Love you all.
Yeah. And music, it does heal the soul after the tough week that we've had with Leonard Cohen's passing and the rather dreadful state of politics in the world. I hope that the music I've played for you today has helped.
Love is everything.
Yeah. We're going to play a bit of a track by Marcia to take us out. It's Love Song with Rose Bygrave. And yeah, love is a thing. It'll keep us going. Thanks again, Marcia. Look out for things on my Facebook page at Sunday Sleep-In on Joy. And also we'll put up a podcast of this this session on at joy.org.au/Sunday Sleep-In. I will tweet that out at Sunsleep Joy. Thanks for listening. See you next week.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.